This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel intensified its bombing of southern Gaza, where officials said record numbers of Palestinians had been killed again as violence flared elsewhere in the region. Israel on Wednesday released footage of targets said to be used by the Hamas militant group being struck by missiles. In a Telegram post, the Israeli army said the strikes were carried out on Tuesday in infrastructure belonging to Hamas, such as tunnel shafts, military headquarters, weapons warehouses, as well as equipment like mortar launchers and anti-tank missile launchers have been destroyed. Airstrikes continued in Gaza as the UN operation in the enclave warns it's running out of fuel. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
In Nasser Hospital in southern Gaza, a baby cries. Doctors tell AP journalists the child was delivered by emergency C-section after her mother was badly injured in an Israeli strike on her home in Khan Yunis. Further north in central Gaza, locals attempt to clear the rubble of a popular bakery hit by Israeli warplanes. The Israeli military said its strikes had targeted Hamas infrastructure and has accused the group of hiding among Gaza's civilian population. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Wall Street Journal, citing U.S. and Israeli officials, reported on Wednesday Israel had agreed to delay invading Gaza for now so that the United States could rush missile defenses to the region to protect its forces there, reflecting its concern about the Gaza war spreading around the Middle East. U.S. officials have so far persuaded Israel to hold off until U.S. air defense systems can be placed in the region as early as this week, the journal said. Israel has called up a record 300,000 missiles.